חוידש ניסון. חוידש ניסון. החוידש הזה לוחם. Rosh Chodeshim, we've spoken many times that this Brias HaOlam, according to some, was in Tishrei. But then again, there's another Brias HaOlam, Chodesh Nisan. It's funny, it's the Chodesh HaShvi'i in the Minyan HaChodeshim. No, Faker, Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh HaRishon. Chodesh Tishrei in the Minyan HaChodeshim is called Chodesh HaShvi'i. Even like the man, the Yomar, the Tishrei never HaOlam. Because there was another Brias HaOlam. We've spoken about the fact that Sefer Bereishis is Sefer HaYitzira. Sefer Vayikra is called Tairus Koyin, and by Midbar, Sefer HaPakudim. Devarim, Mishnah Torah, Sefer Shmois has an interesting name. HaSefer HaSheni. Very, like, generic name. So the Svarim explain, no, it's Sefer Yitzira HaSheni. The Bereishis is Sefer Yitzira. Sefer Shmois is Sefer Yitzira HaSheni. There's a new Yitzira. Who is this new Yitzira? Klal Yisrael. Doimim. Soimeach Chai Medaber. Yehudi. Ki Yedua, a Yehudi is a new Metzias, a new bear. When did this happen? By Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a lot of Makaris that this idea of, I would say, the Leda of Klal Yisrael happened by Chatzois, by Makas Bechoris. I saw once in a Sefer, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Bema says, Ka Chatzois. So why is the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Chatzois? So the Gemara says in Brachis, Shelo Yomer Moshe Badoi, but I heard once a different shot. Mitzad the market to come to Mitzrayim, it's really not important if it happens at 11:59 or 12:01 and if it's off by a minute. But in Makas Bechiris is another facet. Many of the Makas have, but certainly in Makas Bechiris there's the facet of the Vehevdilanu. This is the mark where from then until then they were Havaloiv the Avoidazorah, Valoloiv the Avoidazorah, Memtes Shari Tuma, and now comes the Metzias of a new bria, a leida of Klal Yisrael. That has to be thorough, that has to be sterile, that has to be, no, a few minutes that it's like morph. That has to be clear, clear cut. A beautiful diak from the Meshech Chochma. The Pasuk says, Al toichal mimenu no, by the Korban Pesach, Al toichal mimenu no, v'loi soysiru mimenu ad boiker. Now he says, Al is a lot less stark of a lashon than loi. So in the same Pasuk, Al toichal mimenu no, because the Isra to eat the Korban Pesach no, it's before Chatzais. Before Chatzais, HaKadosh Baruch was talking to Klal Yisrael, you know, still, Al Teichel Menuna. But the Gabi Noisar, which is after Chatzais, V'loi Soisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. Because again, the Leda of Klal Yisrael, the transition happens, this Leda happens, the transition at Chatzais Laila. And that's also the Pshat. It says, Pesach is HaKadosh Baruch who was, Pesach was Chomal, and also Dolag, or we translated it into English, passed over. But the Taitch of what does it mean passed over? They were Medalig Yelahorim, the Digloy Aleyava, the Svarim talk about, but I think the Pshat was like this. There was Makas Bukhairis, the Emetz it was supposed to, the Mashkas is not Mavchin. So why wasn't it Mavchin? Because that's when it happened. That was the Vidalag, that was the time, the Metzias, that Klal Yisrael changed from a different category of Doimim Chai, Tzemech, Medaber, Yehudi, to a different Metzias. This happened by Leil Pesach. Now, not only is Leil Tezvav, and we can see Behemshech, they have Bezundara Maila, but Avada Bechlal, Chodesh Nisan, has special Mailas. The Sforim say it's called Chodesh HaAviv, it's Av Yud Beis. The Shlo HaKadosh writes that every single day in Chodesh Nisan has the Koyach of a full Chodesh. It's brought down in the Sforim that the Chodesh of Lublin would every single day, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, are connected to 12 Chodeshim, Yud Gimel Nisan, why don't we say Tachnan? Yud Dalet is already Erev Pesach, and then we say Yotzarei V'Chodesh, but why not Yud Gimel Nisan? What happened on Yud Gimel Nisan? The first 12 months is the Nisim. They say Yud Gimel is connected Adar Beis, if it's supposed to be, in Eshan and Muberes. There's various other Pshatim on what exactly happened on Yud Gimel Nisan. But every single day, the first 12 days specifically, are connected to Chodesh. The Chayza would say during Chodesh Nisan, the Chayza, he was a seer, right? That's the Chayza. He would say every single day of Chodesh Nisan what's going to happen that year. The year he was Nifter, his Yartzeit, his Tisha B'Av, he was Nifter enough. He only spoke the first 5 days because he only saw up till where he was. The Avnei Nezer in a Tshuva, Erechaim, Shin Lamed Vav, writes, when he's writing about the Tshuva, he says, Im ki kosha lishol, ki yomim elu yikrei erech, shol liyoyim yechoshev. Every hour is like a day. Or as the other Nusach, I'm saying, every day has the power like a month. The Shlach Kodesh in describing the Gemara of Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for 2.5 years. If Noach Leila Adam Shenivra or Shaloi Nivra, 2.5 years. The Shulchan Aruch says it wasn't 2.5 years. It was Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, 30 days. Make the cheshbon. Every day is a month. It's 2.5 years. So that's the intense power that we have and the vast potential that we have in Chodesh Nisan. This foreign parallel that with by Yom Kippur when it says Bizois Yavi Aaron Al Kodesh. I saw Sfarim compare Kol Nidre and Kol Chamira. Kol is 50, which is the highest level. There's a parallel between these things, and we have to realize as we're getting into Chodesh Nisan. Now we get rid of the chametz and we don't eat chametz for 7 days, and we even nizar and bali raw on chametz. What's the shaila? Man shtana frek the zoyar. Halayla hazeh mikol alaylis. Arrest al nechts van agansi or we eat chametz. What's if chametz is a bad thing and it represents the etzahara, gaiva, sar shav isa, all those wonderful things? So blue label. What all these things that it represents? So why isn't it asar agansi or? So the mashal that's brought down in Sfarim is the same way a baby. We just explained that Klal Yisrael is being born now. A baby. Dafka at the beginning, things have to be extra sterile, clean, totally cleansed and not connected to the tzad hara. Afterwards, maybe you could handle with it. And that's why it's the minig is that when you burn the chametz, you even throw in the spoon. You go with a spoon and a feather, yeah? And a candle, and you throw all of it. So I saw one of the rabbis asked, he says, well, I know you throw the spoon and the feather because it touched the chametz. But the candle didn't touch the chametz. Why do you throw the candle out? He says, because you use the candle to search for chametz. So if you're using a flashlight, and different people maybe use some devices that have a flashlight, take the device with the flashlight, put it into the beer chametz. The Sfarim explained that there's a difference between chametz and matzah. Chametz represents the Yetzihara. Chametz and matzah is the same letters. Mem and Sadi is the same letters. The Marsha brings in Pesachim, it's a Zohar, it's in a lot of places. Yud Kei Vav Kei in Atbash is spelled Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. That's the Atbash of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Mem Tzadi is bets in the first half of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud and Hey is Mem Tzadi. And then you either seal it off by putting a closed Ches at the beginning and not let anything in, or if up here you put a Hey at the end, and that's already going to create into Mitzvah. Matzah is going to turn into Mitzvah. And that's the difference. But the difference also in Gematria even is between the Ches and the Hey. The Mem is the same, the Tzadi is the same. The only difference between the Ches and the Hey is 3. The difference in the match between a ches and a hey, and that's the shloisha dvarim of kina taiva kovet shemoytzi sa'adam in oilam. Because it's really the same. The flower is the same. The water is the same. The whole difference is there's this puffed up demyoinus of kina taiva kovet of the yetzahara. That's what we have to get rid of. It's yadua that the Berhetiv brings it in Shulchan Aruch from the Arizal. He brings a few interesting things. First of all, he says that you're supposed to shvitz by baking the matzahs. The zeya that you get from shvitzing when you're making the matzahs is mechaper on chet. But in another place, the Behetiv brings from the Arizal a havtocha that someone that's nizhar from chametz against Pesach, muftach loy, that he's not going to be chayti the whole year. Havtocha from the Arizal. The Kotzker said on this havtocha, if someone is nizhar a whole year from chet, muftach loy, then on chametz, he won't be nichshal on chametz. You know, it goes the other way around. But Akoponim Lagabi, the Avtocha of the Rizal, is a famous kasha that's quoted from Rabbi Kveger. Some say that it's quoted from Rabbi Kveger's mother. But Azoy Brenkman, the kasha. You have to halkop, it's a geshmaka kasha. I don't know if we handled this once. Toises and Gittin Dav Zayin brings the Gemara and Shabbos that says that Rabbi Yishmael was Korev Hita. Rabbi Yishmael was told, Chazal said, not to read by candlelight because you might come to fix the candle. And Rabbi Yishmael said, Ani Ekra V'loy Eta. I'm going to be extra careful. I'm going to read and I'm not going to be Nechshal. And he was, and it was not at the time of the Beis Hamikdash anymore, but he says, Ani Yishmol, Kama Gedolim, Divrei Chachamim, and he was Mafresh. He said, I'm going to be Makdish, Behema Shmeina, as a Korban Chatas. Frek Toysvis, in Gittin, Dav Zayin, that there's a Gemara in the beginning of Chulin, that brings the famous story of Pinchas Ben Yor with his Chamor. And the Gemara says on that, Ibekan, Hashto Behemton Shal Tzadikim, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Megit Akol Al Yodom, Tzadikim Atzim Lai Koshkein, so Tzadikim will never come to a Michshol. The Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yor wasn't even willing to eat demai, right? The innkeeper gave it demai. Of course, there's a famous kasha. What do you mean? It was demai. It was tevel or it wasn't tevel? This Chamor obviously has this connection. If it's not tevel and it was mu'usr, So he should have eaten it. And if it was tevel, then okay, I'm very nispal. It's a chamor, and he's makbid in tevel. But don't add, this chamor is such a frumak, he doesn't even eat dmai. The keta here is not dmai. Either it's tevel, and he's nizer in tevel, or it was kosher, and he should have eaten it. There are two answers. One is, he knew that it was mu'usr. Or bedocht is a takana of dmai. And the kaveh of takana's chazal of dmai is not based on what his telepathic chamori things tell him. Or punk fakert. It was emes tevel. Over tevel, you're allowed to rely on roiv. Roiv amiratza marasran. It was a takana's chachamim. If not for the fact that he'd be matched on tevel, his telepathic chamor kite would be telling him, you could eat it. There's a din of roiv. Even a papi shmai, it's tevel. That's two very different words, but we're going off. Anyways, it says that the chamor of pinchas bin yorah and hashta behemta shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol al yodam tzadikim atzman lekolshkein. So a tzadik can never become nichshel. How could Rabbi Shmuel be nichshel? And for Tosfos, the havtocha of behemta shal tzadikim is only for inyoni achilo, that they won't be nichshel in macholas asurus. Frekter Rabbi Kreger, yeah. Aber Rabbi Shmuel Avada was nizhar in chametz on Pesach. That's already in Yinav Achila. How do I know? Behemten shel tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodam. And once he has the haftocha of behemten shel tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodam, so then the Arizal already is maftiachim not to be choyte. How come he was nichshal in Kriya al Or Haner on Shabbos, and he was nichshal, he was kor v'hita. Again, you hear the cheshmer and kasha? There's a haftocha that behemten shel tzadikim or maftiach, that tzadikim atzman avad a muftach not to be nechshalin in avera of achila. That's chometz. No, once you have chometz, you have the haftach of the Arizal. The Arizal was maftiach, you're not going to be nechshal b'chet. So I have 12 trutzim to the kash, I'm not going to go through all of them. Of course, one teretz is, I have to make the cheshbonis. I think the Arizal was after the times of Rabbi Shmuel. And it could be that the haftach of the Arizal starts in the time of the Arizal. It also could be that someone wanted to say the haftach of the Arizal also was only to inyonim of achila. This is a big chiddush. Another pshat I heard once is that maybe the Arizal only is maftiach if you're even nizar in bal yiroi, even in a chetzi shir of bal yiroi, which is a whole topic in itself. I once said a halva shir on that, whether there's an iser chetzi shir in bal yiroi. Could be for the, even if it's not osur, but for the haftach of the Arizal already, it's not enough. And there's no haftach of behemten shel tzadikim not to be nichshal in a chetzi shir of bal yiroi. Another geshmak teretz I've heard is that it happened Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. The haftach of the Arizal is for a year, not for a lifetime. Why isn't there an automatic built-in lifetime guarantee? Obviously, the haftach of the Arizal, the expiration date is Erev Pesach the next year, not and including the following Pesach, because if it's and including the following Pesach, they might have just well said that you have haftach for the rest of your life. So it happened. The story of Rabbi Shmuel Kor Avihita possibly happened on Shabbos of Lil Pesach. Okay, now moving into the Leila Seder, we have here a Kaira. Kaira is the same Oisius, one letter before. Hidden behind the Kaira is Shofar, right? The letter after, Kuf, Ayin, Reish, Hey, is Reish, Pei, Shin, Vav, Shofar. In the Kaira, behind the Kaira, look already, the Shofar Shal Mashiach. The Sforum explained it on our Kaira. Oh, there's so many different Kairas. I'm assuming everyone here has the same Kaira. I don't know, maybe not. No, I don't know. Different Minhagim, but you have three matzahs? You go, three matzahs? We have any two matzah guys here? No. Three matzahs, right? Now, anyways, the Kaira has ten things. There are six things on the Kaira that are connected. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. The Kaira itself, the Kaira, is Malchus. And then above Chesed, Gevurah, all that, you have Chesed, Chochmah, Bina, Das, is the three matzahs. Altogether, that's ten. And that's connected to ten spheres. And that's also why there's a minig. A lot of people put out petitim. The Rama brings down a minig to put out petitim. He doesn't say how many. But the minig is to put out ten petitim, connected to the ten spheres of the tzad, of the sitra achra, and then you're getting rid of that. And we have to realize there's a lot going on as that. Now, Kadesh, Orchatz, in Rambam state, we do Netilas Yadayim with a bracha. I think the minig oilam is to do Netilas Yadayim without a bracha, because why are we doing Netilas Yadayim then by Orchatz? Is because of Dover Shetibulei B'mashke, which there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch of Dover Shetibulei B'mashke, but on the other hand, we're not knowing like that. So why are we talking knowing like that by Leila Seder? If Bederech Klal not, so why are we knowing to do Netilas Yadayim? The Netzid has a mahalach, and he explains a lot of different things with this, is that on Leil HaSeder we fear Zechlaik in the Beis HaMikdash. And since in the Beis HaMikdash, this was the minig. So we do azoiv. We feel like in the Beis Hamikdash. The Chok Yaakov says it's part of the shinuyim. We spoke in the previous year the Gabi Haseba that the Aruch HaShulchan says Haseba is that you should do a shinuy to make the kids ask. Orchatz, the Chok Yaakov brings, is gufa, one of the, meaning there are many. The kid asks four questions and he doesn't ask a lot of other ones, but there are many other trigger things to ask. So Orchatz is also a trigger. Again, but like we said, the Netziv says that the Orchatz is because we want a firzach like Zecher LaMikdash and Bezman HaMikdash, they tack a word makbid on thing. Now we have Karpas is the first tibul. And the kid asks about two tibulim, even though he didn't see the second tibul yet. Because they say he doesn't ask on the four kaisas because he didn't see all four yet. But he sees the first tibul. And the first tibul, what's the answer to the first tibul? There's so many tirus here, but the simplest part is when you weren't giving the answer, so why did you dip the karpas? Oh, it was so you should ask. I mean, you don't have to go say all the deep Kabbalistic meanings that karpas has. It's pashat. We did that, so you should ask. That's what it says. And then there's something called yachatz. At least in the simonim, who wrote the simonim? There's a simon called yachatz. We break the middle matzah. The Rambam doesn't have yachatz. The Rambam doesn't have yachatz, and that's very interesting. Because we have three matzahs. And why do we have three matzahs? Because there are three mitzvahs. Hamoitzi, matzah, and koirich. And that's the three matzahs. We break the middle one, and there's still lechem mishnah. But the goyin, and there are many Rishonim and maybe Rashi, and there is shitas like that they actually do two matzahs, and you break one of the two matzahs. So where's the Lechem Mishnah? Where's the Lechem Mishnah? So the interesting in the Kuda. If you have three matzahs, that even after you broke one, you still have Lechem Mishnah from the other two. If you break one of them, and you only have two, you have one and a half. So some say it's because by Lel Pesach, Faker, since it says lechem oini, this is the tzura of lechem mishnah, even though it's broken. Lefize, let's move on. The Torah brings a minik bovel that when Pesach is Shabbos Friday night, then you do have to have three matzahs. Because in Echanami, Pesach doesn't need lechem mishnah, but Shabbos needs lechem mishnah. So when it's Lel Shabbos, they add an extra matzah. Oh, but Kepshutei, most that do with two, even on Lel Shabbos, they do two. So the Netziv says it's because you don't need shleimos for lechem mishnah. Two prusas is also lechem mishnah. Now, there's a famous thing that it says, if a person only has one shleimas, he's mevater on lechem mishnah. Why? Break it in half. So the Nesim explains, no, you can't break it in half. If you have two prusas is lechem mishnah. You don't break it in half. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam doesn't have yachatz. The Rambam right away after karpas, I mean, we have yachatz. As a matter of fact, we say holach ma'anya. Many people think that holach ma'anya is still part of yachatz. Where does magid start? It's a big shayla. You know, the Haggadahs for the people that are making the graphic format, you have to know. Does Magid start by Halach Ma'anya? Some say no, Halach Ma'anya is still part of Yachatz. Does Magid start with Manishtana? Does Magid start with the Mezikas Kois Sheni? Does Magid start maybe with Avodah Mayinu? I've seen various Haggadahs over the times. But the Rambam doesn't have Yachatz. What he has is that right after Karpas, you're basically the Kois Sheni and you oiker the Shulchan. And then you say the whole Haggadah and you do Manashtan, you say Avodah Mayinu, you say Rama Gamliel, and you say all that. Later on, when you get to Netilas Yadayim, the Rambam says you take two Rekikim, the Rambam's going that there are two, and you break one in half. The Rambam doesn't have Yachatz, and that's Omer Darsheni. And it's also Omer Darsheni that he only has two matzahs, not three matzahs. Now, where does this two matzahs, three matzahs come from? So I'll start with the other way around. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, that you bring him a matzah. When it's describing after you did the maggid, it says you would bring him a matzah. So the Maritcha asks, one matzah? So the Maritcha says, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they already washed way before. The Korban Pesach and the matzah and murder of Korban Pesach is at the end. So you bring a matzah. One matzah. It's not the matzah that you did of the... You bring a matzah. But assuming the way we have it in the surah now, what's the two matzahs, what's the three matzahs? So the Ramah brings the meaning of three matzahs, and it's interesting. He says, Nog, and for those that bake matzahs, and in Shulchan Aruch it says you're supposed to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's what it says. The whole, like, two shemonim in Shulchan Aruch about it. But the Ramah says, the meaning is to make three matzahs, each one on a sarin, zecher l'lachmei toida, because the lachmei toida, there were ten of each, but each one was in his sarin. And you make a simon even to know which is the first, which is the second, which is the third, and you keep a cheshbin. Why can I get the three lachmei toida? The Chassam Sofer explains We ask in the Manishtana, Manishtana Laila Zemikola Leilois, Shebachola Leilis Anu Oichlin Chametsu Matzah. So he says like this, a Korban Toida has four matzahs, three of matzah and one of chametz. Korban Pesach is also a Korban Toida. What is it? It's a Korban Toida. Korban Toida is a shlomim that's unique that you want to give thanks with bread. That's what a Korban Pesach is, a Korban Toida. Now there's one difference, that the Korban Toida has three matzahs and another one of chametz. By Manishtana, that this one, no, we only have matzah. So, but the three matzahs that we have is the three matzahs of Korban Toida. And it's interesting, the Berheite, and they used to bake the matzah specifically, the one of the matzah smitzah, so there was three specific ones. The Berheite brings over, you should bake a fourth one. Why? Maybe a takala is going to happen with one of them. What's the takala? Because there's mamash seder, the first one, the second one, the third one, you have a reserve. Someone told me takala means maybe it's going to break. It's going to break. You're breaking it anyways. Yeah, but you have to break it by yachatz. You have to break it by yachatz. So that's the three matzahs. Keneged the Korban Toida. According to the Gra and that Machin of Rishonim, we don't do three, we only do two. Now you have in the Siddur, for those that say the Yoitzris on Shabbos HaGadol, the Yoitzris on Shabbos HaGadol, there's a piyut from one of the Bali Atoisvis, Rabbi Yosef Elam Toiv, and he's one of the Bali Toises. He's quoted a few times in Toises. And he has a whole piyut by Arichus. He wants to see the whole piyut and various chedushim lahalacha that you see in this piyut. But I want to start specifically on one lashon. When he's talking about yachatz, he says, v'kad echol, when you're ready to eat, yechze echos mishalish matzis, you break one of the three matzis. We know it's the middle one. V'ein bracha imo. And you don't make a bracha. And then you take half the matzah, you put it back in the kaira. The other half, you save it for Afikoyman. What does Rabbi Yosef Elam Toiv mean? You don't make a bracha. Which bracha? What bracha are you not making by yachatz? So I thought of various ideas, possibly what he could mean. First of all, maybe I would think that there's a bracha to make on yachatz. Asher kachonu mitzvayis v'tzivanu. I don't know. Lasa is yachatz. Lachza is samatza. There's a b'sedin yachatz. So he says, no, it's only a minig. You don't make a bracha. But I wanted to say a different pshat. The Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat, what it means yachatz. We saw the Rambam doesn't have it. But if you go with yachatz, we break a matzah, and then we don't eat. What do we do instead? A whole mug. It says, every year Pesach night, we're going out of Mitzrayim. It's a much larger process, but we're keilu goyim, we're keilu mitzrim, and we're going through the process. What's to that goy? He's boitzeya. And he eats, and he doesn't make a bracha. That's what we're doing by yachatz. We're being boitzeya on a bracha. No, wait, we're going to become Jewish. We're going to go through Magid. We're going to ask Manishtana, Vodamayinu, Gimel Arba Bonim. Eventually we'll get there. Oh, but what's the yachatz? It's B'tzias Lechem on a bracha. So which bracha are you not making? You're not making Hamoitzi. But it's not Samavad, you're doing Hamoitzi later. No, you're not making Hamoitzi. Another pshat someone once told me is that you don't make an Al Natilas Yadayim. Interesting, we make Natilas Yadayim before Lagabi the Karpas. But now you're not making Natilas Yadayim on the Betzias Apas. I wanted to say what's a different pshat. What does it mean, Rabbi Yosef Elam, that he says that you don't make a bracha? We make Shechiyonu on Leila Seder. When do we make Shechiyonu? By Kiddush. But then at the end of Magid, there's a very long bracha, Asher Golonu V'Gol Aviseinu, which is a very lengthy bracha, but it's sort of a Shechiyonu style bracha. It has Shechiyonu element to it. So David Raham, other Rishonim also, they say, it's a Shechiyonu. We already made Shechiyonu by Kiddush. He says, yeah, but the Shechiyonu has to be on the Lechem Oini. And the Shechiyonu by Kiddush can go on the Kiddush, and it can go on the Yom Tif, and it can go on most mitzvahs of the Yom, maybe on the Magid. But it can't go on the Matzah yet, because the Matzah wasn't broken, it wasn't Lechem Oini. And that's why the Shechiyonu you made then is not applicable. And that's why the Asher Galonu was the Shechiyonu. So say, maybe then it would be appropriate to make the Shechiyonu right when you break the matzah. So, you don't make the Shechiyonu. You don't make the Shechiyonu right when you break the matzah. Now it says in next week's parsha, Gabi the Karbonus, it says mat by the Karbon Toidataka, matzis toichel b'mokoyim kodosh. Matzis toichel b'mokoyim kodosh. This forum explain a person should eat the matzah in a mokoyim kodosh. Now, we're eating the matzah in our house. But first of all, the peh, you eat the matzah in your peh, right? The peh should be a makam kaddish. Matzah is toichah makam kaddish. Make sure that the peh is a makam kaddish. What you ate, what you spoke, what you didn't eat, what you didn't speak. And bechlal, even in the makam, the place, the house where you, person's making the leila seder, it should be a makam kaddish. V'atam tiyu mamleches kainim v'goy kaddish. There's a fascinating, we said already that the Korban Pesach really was a Korban Shlomen. Who eats the chaza v'shoika v'shlomen? Always. The kohen. Who eats the chaz of a shoik of a Korban Pesach if your chabura doesn't have a kohen? The b'nei chabura. Not kahana. V'atam tiyu mamachas kohenim. You have a bechin of kohen. Some say that's why we wear white kittel, we wear white clothes. It's a shtickle, a bechin of a kohen. Matzah is toichel, b'mokam kadosh. We have to realize when we're eating the matzah, we should taka become, it should be a mokam kadosh. Now another thing is, there's an interesting story from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. Two stories from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. One is that his shver was a misnagid, and he once went to his Rebbe, the Magid, and the Rebbe asked him after he came back from the Seder, his shver asked him, what did you learn? He said, Echad miyedeya. So he said, everyone knows that. The shver called over one of the simple Shvachis from the household. Yeah, she knew. She says, Zizokt. Aber jetzt ich weiß. Now I know. Now I know. And that maybe we can stel su to a different story from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. I saw about different rabbis, but they say there was once that a group of Hasidim, they went watching one of the Amaratzim of the town saying the Leila Seder. They wanted to see, he was going around, they wanted to see how he was doing Leila Seder. And he was up to the Arba Bonim, and he went, Echod Chocham. Like he was doing Kriya Shema. Echod Rasha. So the Hasidim were making Chayzik. And the Rebbe said, no, you don't understand. He mamish didn't miss the boat. He understood that Faker, the Echod of the Arba Bonim, and the Echod B'chlal of Leila Seder, is to get to that Darga of Hashem Echod. That's why it says, Ad Sheigi Ezman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Shachris Rosh HaTevis, Sheni De'elishol Chacham Rosh HaTam. The Kriya Shema is Shel Shachris. It's the four echads are supposed to get eventually to Hashem Echad. It's Bavust. We spoke about this other times that Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad is Gematria 1118, and that's also the same Gematria as how many Havayis there are in Tefillin, because there are 21 Shemais of your Havaya in your Tefillin Shal Yad, and another 21 Shemais Havaya in Tefillin Shal Rosh. That's together 42. And Avada 42 times 26 is not 1,118. 43 times 26 is 1,118. Because if a Yid puts on his Tefillin, V'ho Yashem Havaya Nikra Elecha, then wearing Tefillin is the Bechin of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. You should just know that Tashbisu is also 1,118. So is Sreifas Chometz. So is Monish Ishlereyeu for those that are still coming off from Purim. But we have to realize that all these different things are to get us to get to Echad Ani Yodeya of Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. I'll end with one interesting minhag that, by the way, I just saw in the Dirshu that the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler was not to do Haseba by the rest of the Suda. As that Svara that we said, that if it's not normal. Interesting. I don't know if the, you have to know if to check. But they had a minig of Echad Miyadeya, Ki Yadua. Rab Chaim does this minig. It was a minig already from the Stipler. That they had an Echad Miyadeya song that's different than the one that Klal Yisrael does in the Haggadah. It was Tanu Rabbanon, Bebraisa, Birech Rachmana Diyavlon Eraisa. Echad Miyadeya, Echad Choyfer Boyreis, Shichin Umaris. Shnai Miyadeya, Shnai Moichzen Betalis. Shloisha mi yodeya, shloisha sheochlu. Arba mi yodeya, arba avos lezikin. Chamisha mi yodeya, chamisha tamen v'chamisha muadin. Shisha mi yodeya, we just did yavamis. Shisha arayis chamurois mi'ela. Shiva mi yodeya, shiva siyomim koidim yom kippurim. Shmoin eshrotzin, tisha chanuyois, asor yuchson olam mibovel. Reb Chaim would go on and on and on. I have the list here till 20, but Be'ezer Hashem, you have to know that it goes on and on. The Echad Miyedeya, we should know Yisrael, Vayraisa V'Kachibrichu Chadu, that the matara of all of this is to get to Echad Olekeinu Shebashamayim V'Aretz, and we should be Zoicha to a Kasher Freilich Yomtif Shkoyach.